Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, you'll remember a couple of weeks back we found out about the Cambridgeshire Digital Drive, which is helping to get pupils connected. Well, this morning we're going to speak to three of the students involved in upgrading the PCs so that they're ready for use. Alongside Phil Priestley, who's put the project together, we have Molly, Aman and Angel. Morning to you all. Half of them are on mute. Come out of mute, everybody. Molly is first in. Morning, Molly.
Morning.
Morning, Angel. Morning, Aman. And good morning, to Phil as well. I'm pleased you're getting into the everybody on mute thing, which is now traditional. Molly, let me start with you. Now, you go to Camborne Village College, I think, and an amazing story, because not only are you sprucing up these laptops and computers, you've also secured £15,000 in investment for computers in Wisbeach after making a video presentation to a local charity. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Phil messaged me and said I need to go and do this presentation for this, and I said okay. and then we went along, and then I just talked about why it was important and why we needed computers. And obviously, I made a good impression because
it sounds like it. Had you ever sort of given a presentation like that before or anything?
Not for something that important on, like, with almost so much riding on it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, very, very well done. Because you also look after the social media, I think, for the project.
Yeah, I do. I make videos and stuff for representing stuff, and I'm currently revamping the YouTube channel so we can build up a bigger media coverage.
Is it challenging being able to do that when, obviously, you know, you really, like the rest of us, can't really go very far? And obviously social media, yes, you want pictures, you want video, but how are you getting them? Are you relying on, you know, the likes of Angel and Aman to, you know, take some shots of what they're doing and then pass them on for you to send out?
Yeah, it's very, if I kind of need something with more people, it's kind of, please, as quick as you can you send me this video, this photo or something, and then I can edit it in and get it ready and sent off.
Aman, good morning to you. Now, you're at Netherhall School in Cambridge, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hiya. Tell us what you've been up to during this time.
Well, I've been getting a lot of computers and refurbishing them so that they can be sent out. So it is quite a fun thing to do, and knowing that it's going all to a good cause, to children, to help them, to help children that don't have computers. And that's quite like, you feel good when doing it. And it's not a very difficult task either. It's quite easy, and we get all the like resources and everything we need given to us. Yeah. And it's just whenever you have free time, just able to do that. And it's a different thing, and it's a good thing to learn.
Yeah, definitely. Now, hang on, Aman. You say it's not difficult, but, like, maybe are you extremely good at computers or something? Like, is it easy? Would I be able to do it? What exactly are you even doing when you do receive the computer?
So, basically, we're just taking the hard drive out and replacing it with a new one. Huh. And then installing a different, like, almost like a system onto it. So, like, if you have Windows or something like that, but we're putting, like, Linux Mint onto it. It's quite a lengthy process, but I guess once you sort of get the hang of it, it gets a bit easier.
How many do you think you've done?
I only started doing this I've only been doing this for a few weeks, and I think maybe five or six.
Amazing, yeah. And is it a quick thing to do? Is it sort of like you unscrew this hard drive, you put the new one in, and then a couple of like tips here and there, and it's actually just ready to go? Has it been quite surprising how, these are computers that might not be worth, like they're not being used anymore in the office because they're a bit older or something, but actually they're perfectly workable, just a little bit of tinkering, and they're good to go again.
Yeah, I thought it, I thought personally I'd find it really difficult in the beginning, but it's for me it's quite easy. I think it, like, once you get the hang of it, and like Phil's taught me like how to do it, and I think that's really good. And the computers, they do look like they wouldn't work at all, but it, like you said, just with a tiny bit of just fixing up, they work perfectly fine.
Amazing. That is crazy.
Really, really good. Now, Angel, you're at North Cambridge Academy in year 10. And like Amar, this is the most amazing thing which I find out of all of this, is that this is something that you've never done before, neither repaired or even opened up a computer before starting this whole project. What made you want to get involved in the first place?
Well, like, my school, my sir had told me about it, and I was like, oh, yay, it has something to do with, like, technology. And that got me excited. And then, like, I met Phil, and he told me the actual cause of it, and I was like, oh, wait, this is actually good. It's actually, like, for charity. So, yay, I'm into it.
So it's what you're doing, you know, who you're doing it for, almost, as much as, well, learning a pretty good skill, I would have thought, I've taken a hard drive out of a computer, but I have to think about it, you know? It's being the kind of person who would be guaranteed to put it back in upside down, you know?
But, like, once you do it, you get the hang of it. Like, just like Aman said, it's like, it's like, this is the first time that you're scared of doing it because you think you're going to break something, but then you just get used to it.
Yeah, I guess after a while, it becomes routine. So what do you do? The computer comes along. How are they sort of, you know, I don't know, does the postman knock on the door or somebody and bring the kit to you, both the computer which needs fixing up and the spare parts to do it with? Or do you now have a collection at home of hard drives and connectors and all the things that you might need to put it together?
The first time Phil had bought the stuff for me, and he came to my house and gave it to me. And like the second time at like so there was like a delivery team that they have, so they get the stuff from like a library, I think. I'm not sure about that bit.
Right, and then you connect the hardware. You presumably then have to test the computer and run through to make sure it's all running smoothly.
Yeah, so you just turn it on, like, and just see if it's like working, and then you can go on do all the other hard drive stuff.
Yeah. Now, I'm of an age, I'll tell anybody who wants to listen to this particular story, computers arrived at our school. They were talking mid-1980s at this point. And we did goodness knows how many charity walks, sponsored this, sponsored that, only to discover that it was the years below us who'd get to use the computers and actually do the computer studies. You know, fast forward 25 or so years, actually maybe a bit more if I think about it, and presumably, particularly with lockdown, computers are just as part of a lesson as a blackboard and an exercise book. You'll also tell me they don't have blackboards anymore. My partner's a teacher, so I should know this. So it's presumably part of everyday lessons now, using the computers.
Yes, it is, especially in lockdown. We literally are sitting with the laptop in front of us.
Actually, can I ask a question to all three of you, Molly, Aman and Angel? I mean, actually, for the past, let's call it a year now, you guys have been at home studying and being taught online through the computer. This might be a really difficult question, but how has that actually been for you guys? Should we start with Molly? Otherwise, if you all talk together, if I start with you, Molly, what's your year been like at home, like as a student?
Well, it's actually been quite difficult because especially with GCSE revision, and suddenly it's like, oh, you have all of this stuff you need to learn. And obviously teachers are there, but it's a lot harder because there's this barrier that is the screen. It's a lot harder to ask questions. It's kind of, this is the information, if you don't understand, you kind of now have to go through a series of emails and Google, and kind of there's all of these things that you have to do, which makes it a lot harder. I guess some aspects have been nicer because there has been more time to revise, because I can kind of go, oh, I can do this lesson and then revise this and then move on to my other lesson, rather than having to like run through a corridor. But it's about finding the balance to get through it, I guess, rather than thinking about how it's not working.
Yeah, Yeah. Aman, is that quite similar for you? Because actually, Molly, like you've just said, what you've just described there is actually, it's almost the teaching style is closer to that of actually being a university student, where it is a bit more self-starting and, you know, you go to a lecture and you take your notes and then you go away and you come back. But actually, Aman, that's completely different to what it's like at school normally. So how have you been coping?
Yeah, I totally agree with Molly that it's much more difficult. It's that sort of not being able to talk to the teacher about any of your problems, or if you're struggling, you sort of have to just get on with it. And that's the sort of thing that I find most difficult. Being like in class is a whole different experience when you're with the teacher and you're talking and you're discussing the questions and stuff like that. And I mean, there's always like problems on a computer, and
and
if you miss certain stuff, they're not going to go over it again because they need to move on. And that's like, you sort of have to be in focus all time. And it is, like I said before, if there's any problem, you just miss out key bits of learning.
Yeah. And Angel, please pop in now. But like, are you guys actually just staring at screens all day long?
Basically, it's just that.
That is really intense. And do you have your cameras on, and your do lots of the kids actually choose to turn the camera off?
It's off. Like there's no option. You just have to turn it off.
You have to turn it off, because I would imagine actually staring at a blank screen all day is pretty demoralizing too.
Yeah, it is. But like the teachers have their screens on, yeah. So you look at their faces.
Oh my gosh. We've been hearing a lot over the past year how difficult it's been for just pretty much everybody, really. But actually, it never occurred to me. I've never spoken to three kids at school.
No, the pair of us speak to teachers all the time.
Interesting. So is it, I don't know if you'd ever would have thought you'd say this, but essentially, are you all saying, actually, you can't wait to go back to school? Yeah.
Phil, briefly, let's come to you, because, you know, marshalling Aman, Angel, Molly and everybody else involved in this project must have been, you know, a tremendous challenge, really.
Yeah, it's just and it's grown over time. We started back in March 2020 when the first lockdown happened, and we started in quite a modest way, and we've upscaled it over a period of time so that we can get more and more computers out, because I think the demand for that type of assistance really surprised everybody. It surprised us. I think it surprised a lot of the schools, the government, everybody. So yeah, it's been a whole new challenge for everybody, but just, you know, so proud of these guys.
Absolutely, they've done tremendously well. And even a year in, there's still a demand, isn't there? If either individuals or companies listening this morning have a PC, a laptop, whatever they might have, presumably you'd still be grateful for it, even if it's just to salvage for spare parts.
Massively. Digital inequality is something that COVID has identified for us and has highlighted. And, you know, we all hope, we all look to a time when COVID is something that we're on top of and we can get back to, you know, what we call normality.
Yeah.
Digital equality is going to be there when that happens. It's still going to continue. So we still need to fight digital inequality, because young people and children, they deserve an equal and a fair footing when it comes to their education.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Even if it turns into just required for homework rather than the lessons, there's still the need to have that connectivity. How do people send something across to you? If you could quickly give us the website for that, please.
Sure.
Phil.
It's www.camsyouthpanel.co.uk or camsyouthpanel@gmail.com. So hopefully it couldn't be any easier to remember.
Yeah,
remember CAMS Youth Panel, you can get in contact with us.
That's great. Well, look, thank you very much to Phil, and also to Aman, to Molly and to Angel as well. Thank you all for joining us this morning.
And
well done on your work as well. It is 9:15 now.